Hello. Thank you for joining me. I'm Phil Little, host of the Private Investigator Experience podcast, where we talk about cases in the life of a PI each post. This is one of my shorter posts where I'm looking at international issues that can affect us here at home and some of the things that are going on within our country that I, as an investigator, have looked at. My opening thought. The war between Israel and Hamas has been the most watched event probably of 2023. And war is not a positive event, particularly when it gives rise to many side effects, such as the rise of anti-Semitism. In the midst of all the negatives, though, there has been some positives, and one I'm sure you haven't heard of. The city of Vienna in Austria took a bold move against anti-Semitism when the police stopped an advertised protest against a pro-Israel remembrance gathering for those killed and taken hostage on October the 7th. The police chief said the phrase, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," is a call for violence, since it means for Jews to be killed, and they refuse to allow the protest, and they have banned that phrase from being used in their country. Where's the rest of the world? What are we thinking? Why is a rise of anti-Semitism being allowed so boldly? The countries of Europe and the U.S. to a lesser degree, we've allowed mass immigration of people who aren't interested in assimilating into the country they're coming to. They're bringing their old customs, old language, old rules and cultural affairs, and they want to impress that now upon the country they're in. And many places, they've developed like many countries within a country. France is one that has about 20% Muslim population now. And outside of Paris, there's this huge Muslim compound that the police won't go into without having a whole squad and armored vehicles. That should not be allowed in any country. The countries of Europe have set themselves up for this upheaval and unrest. So now they're trying to find a way out of the box they put themselves into. This is a topic for a much longer discussion, and I would suggest that you do some research on it. Check out what's going on and what's going on right here in our own country and how those that we're allowing into the country aren't for our best interest as Americans. My thoughts looking forward. When we are requested to do a threat assessment, we gather all the intel that we can, then we tear it apart, and we see what the facts are. Then we come up using a formula that we have developed with a risk assessment, the risk factor. We then use this risk factor to develop an action plan to protect the principal. A few years ago, when my interest in finding out the source of terrorism grew, I was encouraged to use my investigative skills to track the source of terrorism and put it in a book, to find out the facts and determine if that were true. Well, this is that book, Hostile Intent, which tracks terrorism back to its source that goes back thousands of years. Yes, terrorism has been around for thousands of years in many different forms. Now I'm encouraged to use those same skills to alert people to the condition of our world and our own country, where we are headed at the USA, if good people don't intervene to change the course of history. It has been said the world is secular, and down through the ages, we can track the course of human history, and we can see that's true. From the perfect start to this present day, how did we get here from the Garden of Eden, where things were perfect, to a disaster we see around us today? What can we learn from the rise and fall of civilizations before us? What are some of the similarities between past and civilizations and today? One apparent is that we humans think we're smarter than those who've gone before us. Even though we're trying the same things that those before us failed at, but with our spin on it, we will be successful where they failed. We are more enlightened than they were. How's that working out for us? Another similarity is we don't listen to the warnings from wise people who tell us, stop what you're doing, you're going over a cliff. What you're doing is destructive and against God's laws. Failure is assured if you proceed. Sounds like a herd of sheep If one goes over, they all follow. As I've said, I look at the world from a biblical worldview, which means I believe we had a creator, a God who created the world, the universe, and we humans. My early success as a young investigator was not my great intelligence or skill, but my realizing that a God who created me knew the answers to the mysteries I was working on, so I could go to him and ask for his help. Time and time again, when I was in either an interrogation or on the front door of a home, talking to people, searching for answers, I would run out of questions. I'd ask everything I knew and to think of. And I would just silently say, God, help me. I need to know what to say. Invariably, time and time again, a question would pop into my mind. And I would ask it, and the person would either tell me all the things I wanted to know, or in interrogations, I'd have people just confess and tell the whole story to what we knew was a fact, but we couldn't prove it. So this happened so often. It wasn't a coincidence. It was the God of the universe who created me, helping me do my job, and he'll help you do yours too. When we look at history, which, as I've mentioned, tends to be secular, we must remember that sin is predictable. It has always been around and still is today. God has a dilemma due to the fact that he made us with a free will to choose him or not to choose him. Now, the only technique that God will use to attract us is love. He will never use threats, force, or any coercion in any way to get us to follow him. What similarities do we see in our society today that past generations were doing that caused God to judge them and cause their demise? To put it bluntly, they ceased to exist. I'm going to mention just a few of the things that were going on, because we couldn't cover all of them in this time that we have. And I want to mention one situation which covers so many of the things they were doing that we could look at today. It was a story from Genesis chapter 18 about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and an area surrounding there was some other smaller cities and towns out around it. It's like a state area. The sin and immorality of this city was so bad that God himself took on human form, came with two angels, down to earth to find out if it was bad as it seemed from heaven. Now, that sounds like things were pretty bad if that was the view from heaven. Well, what was the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? One, they turned away from God to worship idols. They sacrificed children. Every sexual sin possible, child exploitation, dishonest dealings, lies, misreading, deception, violence against people who didn't agree with them, and on and on. Well, how does our society rate with theirs? We take God from our society, schools, courts, government, and worship idols we set up. We have entered into every carnal pleasure, sexual sin, changing God's purpose on marriage, out of control child exploitation, destroying our youth with gender confusion. God made man and woman. He didn't make 20 other variations of gender so you could decide after birth what you were going to be. You're made either male or female. God knows what he's doing. And since the legalization of abortion in America, we've killed more than 60 million babies that God created before they were born, mostly for the convenience of people. I could go on, but I think this makes the point. We as a nation are in trouble, and we're at a turning point. The future of our country depends on which way we choose to go. If you are concerned about the future of our country and the future for our children and grandchildren, will you step out of the crowd with me and let your voice be heard? Silence is not an option, my friends. Silence is a supporter of the evil that we are facing all around us today. We've more than passed the halfway point of our, and we are on a fast track to the edge of the cliff. Will you put on your investigative hat? Check out what I'm saying. And if you become alarmed, as I am, for the future of our country, will you step out of the crowd and let your voice be heard? Remember, one can make a difference. And together, we can change the course of our country and take us back to the values that it was formed in. Thank you for liking, sharing, and hitting that subscribe and notification bell for future posts. Please leave any comments that you would like. I would love to hear from you on any of the platforms, or email me at plittlepi777@gmail.com. Until next time, be safe. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless America.